Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
What is he saying? It is a new year. It's a new liturgical year. We begin, of course, the season, the holy season of Advent, a season of preparation. Now you might say, preparation for what? Well, I get various newsletters from around the Diocese of San Diego, and more than one said it's a preparation for Christmas, a countdown to Christmas. And I thought, oh, no. It is, in a manner of speaking, a countdown to Christmas, but not just for the celebration of the Nativity, get that word out, the Nativity and the Incarnation of our Lord, but it's also preparation for Him to come again in power and great glory. Now, the world, including myself, will scurry around for the next 23 days and do the Amazon thing like I've done and do the store thing because we all have loved ones that we have to buy and provide for. But there's also another type of preparation, and that's spiritual preparation. Not only for celebrating the Feast of the Nativity, but for the second coming of Christ. We don't often think about that. We don't think about the fact that at some point, for real, Christ will come again. We read that, we recite that in the Creed every single Sunday, that He will come to judge the living and the dead. We heard it in the Collect this morning. The Great Litany makes references to that multiple times in different ways, that indeed, you know, Christ will come again. But how seriously, really, do we take that? Well, if we listen to both Zechariah this morning and the Gospel according to Luke, we might perhaps look for signs, terrible things, you know, foreboding and terrible perplexities around the nations around the world. And yes, there are natural disasters and there are terrible things. Think about the fires that ravaged Northern California and Southern California, for that matter. You know, think about famine throughout the world and horrible, terrible things like that. Think, of course, about war and terrorism and man-made misery and tragedy. Terrible and horrible things. Do they point to the end? Got to really be careful with that. And why do you have to be careful with that? Because when we begin to focus on those particular things that lead us to believe that the end is near, we perhaps might lose focus on God Himself. Because in the end, right, God's in control of the whole thing. We don't know exactly how that's all going to come to an end. You know, I lived in the great Northeast for 25 years, and I still have cognitive dissonance because back there, it's 32 degrees and snowing, and I have a tangerine tree in my front yard that has fruit on it. So you have to be a little careful about, you know, the signs and the things that you look at. And that's sort of a ha-ha thing, but that's true. And while there is terrible tragedy, both of a natural type and a man-made type, it doesn't necessarily point to the end. It points to the brokenness of our world. It points for the need of our Lord to come and redeem all of this, but it may not necessarily point to the end. But then the question becomes, well, are you ready for the end? You know, it's kind of like, you know, for those of us who don't like to go to the dentist, you know, if you wait till the last minute to take care of something, it's probably more of a problem than it's not, right? Right? So how often do you get up in the morning and go, oh, that's right, the Lord Jesus is going to come to judge the quick and the dead. I better get busy doing something. Probably not most of us, right? I don't do that. You probably don't do that. But Advent is a time of reminder for that, and it shouldn't simply take Advent or Lent. Those are the two penitential seasons, Advent being the lesser of the two. We only have 4 Sundays of Advent. We have more of Lent than we do of Advent. But we should take that seriously on a daily basis. And it's not about the foreboding and the perplexities of the nations and, you know, where the sun and the moon are going to come crashing down. It's about God wanting something better for us. You've heard me say that time and time again. Advent is a time, a reminder, that we're called deeper into relationship with the Lord. And we're called to repair those relationships that we're in now, whether they be our spouse or our friends or friends, whatever. And we are more importantly called to look inward, to see what needs to be mended and adjusted, and repented in our hearts and in our souls. Our hearts for purity so that we can truly embrace those around us. Remember the summary of the law, you should love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul, and your neighbor as yourself. And oftentimes, we do not do that. And that's an important component. There's that component here, and there's also that component between us and the Lord himself. So Advent's a time, if you will, to step back and to take stock, to look and to think into our hearts where we are. What is our spiritual assessment at this point in time? You know, are we in good stead with those that we have relationships with? Or perhaps does something need to be amended and repaired? You know, is there something that's gnawing on you inside that you need to let go of, that you need to ask God to take away and to be forgiven and to be restored? I don't know. Only you can answer those questions. Is there some doubt about your faith? Is there some question about, you know, who you are in relationship to God? Those are okay questions to ask. There's nothing wrong with asking those questions because God has already provided the answer. Because in the end, the first Sunday of Advent is about moving from darkness to the light. And it's about hope. If there's one theme about the first Sunday of Advent, it is hope. And with God in Christ, there is always hope. And so if you think about that understanding of moving from darkness to light, just think about back to the seasons now. We're still losing the light, right? It was 4:41 yesterday when the sun set, which meant it started, you know, gets darker and darker. But as we move closer to Christmas, it's going to get darker and darker and darker. But then, right around the 21st of December, what happens? The light comes back, right? And that's always been a beautiful metaphor for me, that as we move through Advent, we move from the darkness into the light. We move from that sense of, oh my goodness, it's going to be dark at 4:30, to, oh, the light's coming back, and it's going to be bright yet again. Well, the true light that enlightens the light of all men is coming back at one point in time. There is no question about that. He's coming with great power and great glory. It may be on that cloud thing that we heard in the gospel. Yesterday, somebody at the Christmas luncheon asked me, did Moses really live to be 450 years old? I said, I don't know. And I don't know, but I don't think that's important, because time in the Old Testament is tracked a little bit differently. Is Jesus going to come back on the cloud with the angels and the harps and all that? I don't know that. I don't know how that's going to happen. That's peripheral things. But the truth, the absolute honest-to-goodness truth, is that he will come. He will come. We don't know the date or the time or the season, but we know that he will come. And so we have to be ready. We have to be ready in heart and mind and soul to receive him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And so this Advent, I beseech you, that's a wonderful word. We've lost some of those words in the contemporary liturgies and things. I beseech you to consider your relationship with each other and your relationship with Almighty God. And if there's something that needs to be amended or there's something that needs to be forgiven, simply ask, because God's graciousness and mercy knows no boundaries and his love has no end. And that is what Advent is about, that hope to know that finally and completely, when all is said and done, we will be one with Christ for all time and eternity. And so we'll spend a moment in silence before we offer our hearts and minds and souls to Almighty God in the confession. So I invite you, if there's something you need to let go of, is there something you need to have released or repaired or forgiven, offer it up to the Lord and know that with all hope and faith and charity, that truly will be done. Let us humbly confess our sins unto Almighty God.